Track 4, Explaining Adoption from Ages 16 to 19. On the last track, we discussed explaining adoption from ages 12 to 15. This included the early teens' perception of adoption, the allowing control technique, and the being prepared for anger technique. On this track, we will discuss explaining adoption from ages 16 to 19. This will include the late adolescent's perception of adoption, the be there technique, and searching for the birth parents. Late adolescents are preparing to leave the family. They will soon emancipate or live independently. Emancipation, like many life transitions, involves loss. For example, this involves loss of dependency in childhood, loss of life with the family, and loss of the family and safety. While emancipation presents a stressful challenge to most young adults, the losses associated with independence are even more threatening to the adopted young person. Many adolescents begin to have their first experiences with romantic intimacy between the ages of 16 and 19. The older adolescent is ready for a relationship with more depth and commitment. Older teens, threatened by the loss of intimacy they experience when emancipating from their family, often turn to a romantic involvement as a replacement for that intimacy. Romantic relationships during late adolescence, especially for youth needing assurance that they are lovable, can become extremely intense. Many adolescents between the ages of 16 and 19 have their first experiences with sexuality. Adolescents are often faced with value conflicts related to religion, family, and cultural beliefs about morality as they approach their first sexual encounters. Adopted youth who perceive their birth parents as sexually irresponsible or promiscuous will have even greater challenges as they become involved in romantic relationships. Elaine, age 50, came to me about her adopted son Justin, age 19. Elaine stated, "As soon as Justin turned 18, he moved in with his girlfriend, Allison. At that time, they had been dating for a year, and now they've been dating for 2 years. My husband Dan and I hardly saw Justin at all. He was so absorbed with Allison. I wasn't sure how healthy it was for Justin to move in with Allison so soon, but I figured he was an adult now, and we couldn't stop him. Anyway, Justin proposed to Allison recently after they had been dating 2 years. Allison didn't just turn him down, she pretty much ran away from the house. She took everything but the dog. Well, Justin is absolutely devastated. He came to our door sobbing, and he has taken up residence in his old room again. He's barely come out to eat for 3 days now. I'm afraid to leave him home alone." I stated, "It is quite common for adopted youth to be fearful of intimacy or to feel unlovable. This fear of close personal relationships is often expressed through avoidance, though sometimes, as in Justin's case, it is expressed through over-involvement in romantic relationships and sexuality. Sometimes this involvement happens before the individual is mature enough to handle the consequences of that decision. Since Justin's relationship ended so abruptly, this might feel very much like another abandonment to him. Justin might feel this is somehow a confirmation that he is unworthy of love." I explained that Justin was in the depression stage of grieving. I suggested that Elaine and Dan try the be there technique. I stated, "You might want to encourage Justin to stay at your home as long as he needs to. He may need to feel in control of the timing of his departure from the nest, especially since he chose to leave so quickly before, possibly before he was ready." Further, I suggested that Elaine and Dan be alert for signs of serious depression, especially since Justin seemed to have withdrawn into his own world. Without hovering, Elaine and Dan could be observant of Justin's continued struggle for independence and continue to be available for guidance, support, and reassurance where needed. Since Justin was already on the threshold of adulthood, there was very little else for Elaine and Dan to do for Justin without him asking for it. Elaine asked, "A second issue that has come up with Justin is the discussion of whether or not he wants to search for his birth parents. Dan and I have asked Justin if he wants to get in contact with his birth parents, and so far he's said no. I still think he's unsure, however. Is it appropriate for Dan and I to help him find his birth parents?" At 19, Justin was probably anxious about growing up and leaving home. Losing his adoptive family by moving out or going to college probably felt like a reenactment of the earlier abandonment of his birth family. While connections to his adopted family would remain after emancipation, Justin likely experienced a permanent termination of his relationship to the birth family when the adoption occurred. In other words, the last time he lost a family, it was forever. I stated to Elaine, as Justin has just approached legal adulthood, he might feel conflicted about beginning a search. In my experience, it is common for adopted youth to fear a second rejection by their birth families as disloyal or hurtful. Some adopted youth may feel pressure from peers, the media, or family to search or not search. And as you suggested, some adopted parents, in an attempt to be helpful, may even initiate a search for the birth family. However, Justin will probably appreciate feeling in control of a second search for the members of his birth family. If a reunion is thrust upon him before he is ready for this relationship, some emotional damage could be done. I further explained that as an adopted child, Justin had already experienced a tremendous loss of control in the original termination of birth parental rights. For this reason, Justin might feel the need to maintain control over any re-establishment of a connection to his birth family. Only he could know if and when he would be ready for such a relationship. On this track, we have discussed explaining adoption from ages 16 to 19. This has included late adolescence, perception of adoption, the be there technique, and searching for the birth parents. On the next track, we will discuss trigger times for grief in adopted children. This will include birthdays, Mother's Day, the recognition technique, moving, and the control in a small way technique. Question 4. Why do adopted children often wish to be in control of a search for their birth parents?